Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Welcome into WEEI Afternoons. Fresh off the Foxborough practice field where it is steaming. Andy Hart here alongside Dan Ball.
Hey.
I'm going to separate your name. When you move into the big chair, it's not Dan Ball. It's Dan.
Yeah.
Ball.
When I crawl out of my producer hole
yep,
to
jump in.
You're
out of the hole.
In.
You're in the big chair.
Good for me.
Fitzy's off. Ted Johnson's on his Monday usual. And we're talking a little Patriots football, unfortunately for the wrong reasons. Because if I said to you, Dan Ball.
Yeah.
Give me your list of, I don't know, three Patriots, four Patriots who can't get hurt this season if this team is going to surprise, if this team's going to compete for 500 and a wild card. Give me a couple of names.
Drake May. You know,
good news, he's not hurt.
All right, fantastic. That's good. As of right now, though, it seems like the offensive line is doing everything
stinks.
It can to try to get him hurt. And then it's Christian Gonzalez.
Uh-oh, bad news.
And I feel like there's a relatively significant gap between two and three on that list, too.
Yeah, bad news.
Okay.
Christian Gonzalez limped off the practice field today. Good news is he limped off.
Yeah, absolutely. Under
it's
his own power.
Always better than carted off.
Was grabbing the back of his leg. Looked to be hamstring-ish. Not to speculate, but that's exactly what we're doing.
So do you...
Season's over.
Did you guys read the Choose Your Own Adventure books as kids?
Yeah.
Did you have those? And the story can go in different directions. Turn to 177 if you say yes, 142 if you say no.
Yep.
Choose Your Own Adventure here on WEEI Afternoons on a beautiful Monday.
Absolutely.
This whole damn week. I should have taken the whole week off. Should have said, screw y'all and just...
I mean, yeah, you could use another one.
This is boat and beach and beer weather. The three B's of my life, baby. But throw my wife in there. It might be a fourth B, but we're not doing that here today. She might be listening.
I was thinking it.
So do you want my cynical response to Christian Gonzalez limping off with a hamstring injury or my spin zone, spin it positive
Oh, my God.
Response?
Is the Pope Catholic cynical all day?
Okay. So the headline I would have written in my old days, whether it be for Patriots Football Weekly or WEEI.com, Gonzo,
yep.
Colon, Patriots season goes down drain as all-pro corner limps off with injury. Because this is supposed to be a great defense. He's supposed to be a great player.
I would have bought that.
Okay? I would have bought that newsletter.
And we don't know how major it is, but he is one of those guys you can't lose because we'll talk about it later. We got a lot of practice fields of observations that I need to get through. It was hot, but I had the notebook out. It was so hot, there's all these wet spots all over the notebook from like my arms sweating and dripping on the note.
That's part of the summer, though. That's part of your grinding. That's
I do need to apologize to you. There's definitely a little funk in here right now. I definitely my waistband is like wet. I noticed.
I should have had
a change of clothes. Sorry.
I mean, so there's nowhere to hide out where you guys are watching practice from, right?
Well, there's this tent, but it's actually hotter in the tent than on the field because there's three walls and there's no air movement in the tent. It's like a greenhouse. You bake in there, so you sit on the hill in front of the tent where you just bake in the sun.
And then you probably
sweat.
Got a bunch of people who are also dying hot and also trying to seek refuge under there. So you got a bunch of other people that reek with you.
So it's sweaty, it's hot, it's gross, it's everything.
For the love of the game, though.
You really should shower when you leave there. But anyway.
Been thinking that all day.
Back to Christian Gonzalez.
Okay.
So there's also the cynical aspect of he limped off with a hamstring injury after he got his booty kicked by Kayshon Booty a number of times in one-on-ones.
Smoked.
And that's not good. Kayshon Booty, love you, mean it. I actually want you on this team because I think you've built a rapport with Drake May over the last couple of years. But if you're smoking Christian Gonzalez, maybe Christian Gonzalez is not as good as I thought he was.
No, that's fair. But, I mean, there's also an argument that maybe he was a little tight in the hamstring area to begin with. And
holy, get the train rolling, Stiz. Oh, my God.
I beat you to your own spin zone.
Holy crap. That's not even my spin zone.
Yeah.
I got a good spin zone.
Okay.
But did you hear that, Stiz? He just said he got beat before the injury because it was a little tight. He was already dealing. You're the ultimate apologist.
You think it just came up out of nowhere?
Fitzy is the more objective member of this show, clearly.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Absolutely. That's what they're all saying.
You were making excuse. So he was
I'm making an excuse for an all-pro and a top 100 player in the league. Yeah. Yeah. God forbid.
Good Lord.
And not trying to extrapolate Kayshon Booty kicking his ass for one day at camp.
Also, you said that like he's, you know, well-established. He's played one season. He didn't play as a rookie, essentially.
Yeah.
3.5 games he was out of there. He had a good year last year. You know who was an all-pro rookie corner his rookie season? Devin McCourty.
Okay.
You know what he was his second season? One of the worst cornerbacks I've ever seen that they had to bump to safety. So the all-pro express, which is a different train, not that one.
But was he a bad NFLer? Bad NFL player?
Oh, so if Christian Gonzalez goes to safety, he'll still be an all-pro corner?
It means he
sucks at corner.
But
and
is he still a great NFL player?
That's like saying a running back went to fullback and became an all-pro fullback.
Or your left tackle went to left guard.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell me if you're defending Will Campbell when he's moving. Christian Campbell we'll get to later, too, by the way. I am more and more on the trade train there. Keep an eye on what's going on at Worcester, and it's all good things if you want to trade Christian Campbell, getting hot at the right time. But no, if he moves away from corner, he's no longer an all-pro and he's no longer a good pick. But he is one of the most important players on this team.
Okay.
He is absolutely, and the fact that
I thought he sucked, but yeah, okay, that's
fine. One day, actually not even a day, an hour plus into pads, he's off in the training shed, they call it, down the far end of the training camp fields, is not how a team like the Patriots, who all things need to go right if they're going to reach 8, 9, or 10 wins.
100%.
And they have no depth.
Right.
Because you know who else is also not out there?
Carlton Davis. So all of a sudden, a position group that was regarded as one of your strongest, if not your strongest, just in terms of your starters, is now showing that lack of depth right off the bat as you go for your wet notepad. Yeah, that's at least a reason for moderate concern at this point. Go ahead.
27, 25, and 28. We know who 25 is because he might be your slot corner no matter what. Marcus
sure.
Jones.
Yes.
27 and 28. Do you know who those are?
Off the top of my head, no, I do not. I got a Marcellus Dial at 27, and I'm cheating, and I can't find 28 quick enough to be able to answer the question.
Okay, so you don't even know who the corners are going to be? I don't either.
Right.
Might be Alex Austin. He's one of those guys that is nice depth if they are depth behind Gonzalez and Davis.
Yes.
If they're on the field to start the season or anywhere near the start of the season, you're concerned and your season is going down the crapper. Okay, but I'm going to flip this script wholeheartedly. Nothing is over nothing. Do you remember the summer of 2007? Actually, you probably don't. Where the hell were you the summer of 2007?
2007?
Like elementary school? I was at the Y pool.
I was 9 years old.
And my camp instructor had to take me with my lunchbox to the shaded area for lunch.
Your impression is so flattering. Do you have a point at the end of the sentence
2007,
anywhere?
Training camp. Randy Moss pulled his hamstring early. Boom. Gone. Never saw him again. It's like, oh, crap. He's supposed to be part of the whole rebuilt offense. Moss and Welker and the whole thing. Crap.
Right.
Never saw him again, so never had a chance to build up expectations or fears or anything. Is he done? Is he not done? He was hurt. He had a hamstring injury. He went out against the Jets. What did he do? Have like 7 catches for $160 and a couple touchdowns to start one of the greatest seasons in the history of the world. Sometimes these hamstrings happen in camp. Wouldn't be the worst thing if Christian Gonzalez just disappears and comes back in a month and starts the season and is ready to go. So I am not burying the season, burying Christian Gonzalez, burying the Patriots yet because I saw it with Randy Moss. Hamstring injuries in July do not necessarily equate to disappointing seasons in September, October, and November. Yeah, actually have a great season.
That's fair. I just think the entire state of the cornerback room right now is a reason why I'm a little more upset about this than normal. I would just like to see what this whole picture is going to look like before we get to either a preseason game or week one of the season. I know that it doesn't really matter that much in the grand scheme of things, but this was supposed to be an unequivocal strength of the New England Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm not seeing any guy on the field. So we're currently in the spot where we're looking for areas of optimism. And there were a lot during the course of the offseason before anybody actually stepped on the field. Now one of your biggest strengths is quickly becoming an area where you're showing your vulnerability and your depth. So yeah. I don't love it. I don't love it. The optics of watching him grab the back of his leg and limp off the field is not the way I wanted to start my Monday.
It's also as much for me, beyond just him being on the field because you need him on the field to cover other teams' number one wide receivers, there's like a vibe thing where they know who their best players are, right?
Yeah.
Every guy in that locker room, all 91 guys in that locker room, if I ask them the same thing I asked you, hey, make a list of guys that you guys absolutely can't live without this season.
Yeah.
He's in the top three in every list in that locker room. He's either one, two, or he's probably either one or two.
Right.
I'm not sure he makes it beyond two on that list. People either say Drake May, Christian Gonzalez, or Christian Gonzalez, Drake May. And then they go down the list from there.
But he's only played 2 years, and he barely played the first year.
Yeah, it tells you how crappy this football team is. If you were trying to do a top five of must stay healthy, you might not get to five on this team, because there might not be five of them based on the roster I'm seeing out there and all the early competition. But my point is, football seasons, teams, like, there's an energy to them, and there's a confidence that builds. I mean, hell, we talked about it with the Red Sox when they were winning 10 straight games. The vibe, the energy, the work, ooh, early. Like, if you lose Christian Gonzalez, and I'm not saying he's lost, I'm hoping it's just pulled hamstring, you miss a week, you rest it. Although I hate hamstring injuries, especially at skill positions, wide receiver and corner.
Yeah.
Because they come back and then they pull it again and then they miss 2 weeks the first time, they miss 3 weeks the second time, and it's lingering.
And even if you're a little bit hesitant that you're going to do it again, that split second, all right, he's gone. Not the kind of second thought you need.
But if you lose somebody like that undercuts the vibe, the culture, whatever word you want to use that you think they're building.
Yeah.
And I do think they're building it. I like Vrabel. You know, you got these reports of him busting balls of Will Campbell on the sideline. And, like, they are setting a course of, at the very least, energy that is just moving in the right direction compared to what they've been for the last couple of years of the Kraft-labeled crap show, right? Like he said, these have been the worst. And the best way to undercut that is to lose a couple key players early. Because we know remember when Dick Vermeil cried when he lost frickin' Trent Green?
Yeah.
He literally cried. That's how deflating it is when you lose a star player like this. So on the first day in pads, for him to not make it through the whole practice, that sucks.
And you just got Terrell Williams back, too. So you're finally at least getting your defensive staff back on the field.
Notes on him, too.
Do you really? Okay.
Yeah, optimism on Terrell Williams. I was very down on him last week. Turning a corner there. We'll have all of those later in the show.
So far, your collective MVP of the offseason so far is continuing to be so, which is the coaching staff.
Yeah.
So far, everything there is clicking from what you're seeing.
Sure. I mean, I think guys are still working their way through the Josh McDaniels offense.
Yeah.
And guys talking about, you know, how hard it is and the verbiage and, like, it's, you know, doesn't make sense necessarily in ways other systems do.
Right.
There's a lot of very simple systems where if it starts with TR, it's like trips. You know, and if it starts with something, it's all sort of intuitive.
Yeah.
You can kind of rip and Liz when you're in high school, or like you're right and you're left. Like, some of it's like that. From what I understand, a lot of players are like, these are just words that I have to learn. Like, you just flat out need to learn what that word means.
You just got
to
study.
It's not intuitive.
Right.
But beyond that, do I think they're going to be better under McDaniels? Do I think they have an energetic special teams coach in Springer? Do I think they have good leadership on all of the offensive line.
Right.
The players may stink, more on that later, but Doug Marrone, I think, can coach an offensive line better than anyone has coached this offensive line since Dante Scarnecchia left.
Yes. Right.
So there's confidence there in the coaches.
Good. I mean,
players, we'll get to that.
Well, I mean, that's I guess the first half of the battle has been won. If you have guys that you think, veterans in the room, former head coaches, if you talked about, guys that have worked their way into better spots on different staffs across the league that are at least trying to lead the blind across some of these practices that they have, that's half of it. But obviously that's not going to mean anything if you don't have players that can execute.
617-779-7937. We are reacting to Patriots training camp day one in full pads. WEEI Afternoons was there. to take it all in to react to the Christian Gonzalez injury and the offensive line and Booty and Polk and all those guys on the practice field. Mike Vrabel spoke. We'll also talk to Tim Healy of the Boston Globe a little bit later about the Red Sox, where they stand. I got to tell you, my mind is starting to just spin every time I read something trade deadline related. Who's on the table, not on the table for that team, for this team? Who could go? Who could arrive? Like,
I read the ESPN deadline week preview earlier this morning. I think there were 11, 12 pitchers that like best fits the Red Sox were willing to. So, okay, so any team that sucks that has a pitcher that might be okay, the Red Sox could use.
Right.
Great. That's telling me exactly nothing.
Old, young, nothing. Starter, reliever.
Been in the playoffs, not been in the playoffs. Absolutely. Under cost control, going to be a free agent, still fits the Red Sox.
Everybody's best fit is the Boston Red Sox. So we'll talk a little bit about that later. It is Monday. No Fitzy 5. No Fitzy 5 with no Fitzy here. But we also need to touch on something we're tiptoeing around. Like, I was thinking about putting this up as the poll, and then I was like, nope, don't be that muckraker, Andy. Don't be one of those people. But you do have to ask it. When you see a guy leave like that, and we do our daily update of record predictions. Oh, practice sucked. You subtract a half game. Practice was good. You add a half game. What if Christian Gonzalez missed the season? How would that affect your, if you, Dan Ball, because where do you have him right now?
I got him at 8.
So you had him at 8.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this. I'm just asking a question that everybody does when somebody limps off. You immediately think, oh, crap, what is this team without that player?
Yeah.
What is this team without Christian Gonzalez?
I mean, that's got to be at least a game off of your total, I would think.
Minimum.
People
have been saying he's going to win Defensive Player of the Year. By people, I mean aggregators on the internet, but they're people. So people are saying that he could be Defensive Player of the Year.
Kind of, sort of.
They're bots, whatever.
People with robot tendencies.
But that's
something I identify with.
Like you said, at the very least, is an all-pro top 100 player who, based on his tone, thought he should have been higher on the top 100 when he was asked about it.
Right.
Defensive player of the year. They're going to win through defense. They have a new coaching staff. They have veteran corners. All of those things. Yeah, he's got to be wins above replacement. He's got to be 2.
Well, yeah, because to your point, like about Doug Marrone's doing a nice job coaching this offensive line better than we've seen in a couple of years. The McDaniels offense has had a track record of success. They're learning it. They're getting better, whatever. All that is kind of moot if you don't have star players that are executing when all this whole picture is supposed to come together. And it's something that we talked about last week with Stephon Diggs. He's a star. Like some of the stuff that you're almost not used to watching a star wearing Patriots colors, because they've been football Siberia the past couple of years, according to Tom Curran. So Christian Gonzalez is a star. You match him up against the other stars on opposing offenses across the league, and your defense has a better chance to win. You know not to throw in that direction, and even that extra split second allows Christian Barmore to get home, Keon White to get home, whoever, and all of a sudden it all kind of comes together. You pull him out, and now Davis is your one. The group of merry men that you just read out, that
27, 28, we'll just call them numbers for now.
Yeah, not number one.
They haven't heard their names.
Right, exactly. And we hope that we don't have to, because it slides everybody into a position where they're less comfortable and less able to produce at a high level. And that just, it undercuts what you're trying to do.
And we learned from the ESPN lists, if there's one thing, well, there's many things this team lacks, but it's stars. Christian Gonzalez is your star.
Yeah.
Everybody else, you paid Milton Williams a lot of money. Nobody around the league thinks he's a top 10 player. Christian Barmore makes $90 million. We'll get more on him, a little update from the practice field. Not great if you're paying attention. But he makes $90 million. Is he a star? No. Who are the stars on this team? Even Drake May is not a star.
Right.
You hope he's going to be a star. Right now, if you're ranking him,
drafted to be a star. Yeah.
If you rank him, he's like the 18th best quarterback in football, if
not
you're being optimistic.
Yeah.
So this team has one star. One star. And he limped off the practice field today.
Right.
That's a kick in the old training camp cojones.
And especially because you're kind of supposed to be a defensive first.
Oh, not kind of. You are.
If this
defense isn't as good as it's supposed to be, then this team is not going to be as good as it's supposed to be.
Because say you take a guy that was a star and is now on the other side of 30, but I think is still at least like very popular, like known as a just pop culture Stephon Diggs, like a very well.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well-known individual, yeah. Was once a star. Now he's probably just a very good player. Say you pull him out of the offense. Well, you still got a lot of other... Yes, it puts other wide receivers in bad spots, but you should still have Pop Douglas take a step. Kyle Williams, you have expectations for. Everybody loves Efton Chisholm. Like, there's depth that, while it's unproven, at least you know kind of the pecking order of who steps up. You pull Gonzalez out of that defense, and you look at what's there around to replace him on a team, as we just acknowledged, that's supposed to win games 17-10, not 30-27. It's just, yeah, that's about the one spot where you can't afford to lose that guy.
617-779-7937 if you want to react to the Christian Gonzalez injury. I didn't say overreact. If you just want to react, is there a concern here? And I love when we go to the text line and people agree with you and you're like, wait, I'm not sure I agree with you agreeing with me. The 774 says, with you, Andy, CG sucks.
There
He's
you go.
Made of paper.
There you go. Those are your people, Andy.
I don't think I said CG sucks. And
sure
that would
you
be
did.
Christian Gonzalez. He did get toasted by Kayshawn Booty today.
He was hurt.
The apologist on the show said he was hurt before he was actually hurt. The hamstring injury was tightening up as he went. He got tighter and tighter.
Are you discounting that?
I am discounting that.
Why?
Because I think he's such an elite athlete. If he felt his hamstring, he would have gone off on the sideline and had it looked
bad. Oh, because athletes would not have been covering. Don't ever play through stuff.
On the first day of padded training camp practice, no chance.
He's elite and he's upset about where he is on the top 100 list, and he's got something to prove after having it.
You thinking you move up the top 100 list because of training camp practice against Drake May and Stephon Diggs?
He is clearly bothered about the perception of him.
Which is why he wants to be on the field in week one, and he knows if your hamstring tightens up a little, get your ass off the practice field so you don't limp off and go to the training shed.
Oh, because it's going to look great when he misses the first day of padded practice because his hamstring's a little tight?
Well, that doesn't look great. He should have just walked off, had them massage it. You get a quick massage. They give one of those rollers they use. You lay down, you roll it out, get a little Gatorade, little salt, little light beer with salt in it. Great recovery drink, Stiz. Yes?
If you can save face from being dunked on in practice, you know, not the worst idea.
This is going to be interesting to watch because I do think, don't want to overreact, as I said, because I did watch Justin Fields get carted off and then jog on the field the next day. He died. I appreciate one of the Jets bloggers actually wrote, Justin Fields becomes first quarterback to die on practice field, return next day. Like, that happened. We saw that just last week. So, Christian Gonzalez, I'm not going to overreact. Yeah. You had to limp off. It's great that you walked off on your own.
People weren't thrilled with you, by the way. Were you reading some of your own mean tweets on the Justin Fields stuff?
Why? Because I tell it like it is?
Yeah.
I told the truth. That's what I do. I tell the truth. And the truth is, Christian Gonzalez did not make it all the way through the first Patriots padded practice of the summer. It's a major concern for a team that's supposed to win on defense, a team that's not got many superstars, and he may be the only must-have player on this roster, if you're being honest. And he limped off headed towards day two. We'll see.
Which member of the Patriots defense did you talk to today there, Andy Hart?
I did a one-on-one interview with Jack Gibbons.
Woof!
I was trying to think of his nickname. Dr. Gibby, he goes by. Vrabel calls him Dr. Gibby. Jack Gibbons, new Patriots linebacker, was with Mike Vrabel in Tennessee. We'll play that interview one-on-one around 4:30.
That's an impact player right there. Jack Gibbons with EEI Afternoon.
Seems like a very...
Andy knows him. Andy loves him.
Very nice guy. They've overhauled their linebacker core, and Jack Gibbons, Robert Spillane's part of it. We'll talk to him a little bit later. Up next, though, we got to talk about the Boston Red Sox because they were dead and buried coming out of the break.
They were.
Even though we said they only need to be 6-6 in 12 games out of the break, well, when you take 2 of 3 from the Dodgers, and they were the Dodgers, just because not all their good players were there playing against you, they were the Dodgers. You take 2 out of 3, you're now 4-5 coming out of the break. You're in Minnesota. You can get to 6-6 heading into this trade deadline. We'll talk about the not surging Red Sox, but doing just enough Red Sox up next here on WEEI Afternoon, 617-779-7937. But first, Dan Ball, double duty today. Tell me what's trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. The Red Sox completed the series victory over the Dodgers with a 4-3 victory yesterday afternoon at Fenway Park. Brendan Bernardino with the win in relief, and Jordan Hicks recorded the final five outs to pick up the save. Boston is now 4-5 since the All-Star break. They begin their final series before the trade deadline tonight in Minnesota against the Twins. First pitch is at 7:40. Richard Fitz will start against Simeon Woods Richardson. And you can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcanis tonight at 6:40, and Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call of the game. The MLB trade deadline is on Thursday at 6 p.m. From earlier today, the Braves acquired veteran starting pitcher Eric Fetty from the St. Louis Cardinals for a player to be named later or cash, and right-hander Seth Lugo and the Royals are finalizing a two-year $46 million contract extension, taking one of the best potential trade candidates off of the market. And from around Major League Baseball, Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase has been placed on non-disciplinary paid leave as part of MLB's sports betting investigation. Clase is the second Guardians pitcher on leave tied to the investigation, joining right-hander Luis Ortiz. Clase's leave is through August 31st, MLB said in a statement. And finally, the Patriots completed their fifth day of training camp earlier today. The practice was described as run-heavy and red zone focused. Drake May went 5-6 with a touchdown. The Patriots return to the practice field tomorrow at 10:15 a.m. Want to win free groceries and epic Boston sports and concert prizes? Enter the Shaw's and Star Market Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes. Just spend $50 or more and check your receipt for your entry code. It's that easy. Official rules at GrandSlamSummerSweeps.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.